Rod, thank you for your presentation. I don't see any more questions. I have one more for the good of the order, if I may. We'll meet next Wednesday. We'll have additional bills. Y'all know if I've got something to say, I say it, and I try to give everybody their opportunity. And we're going to have a bill later on this session that we'll hear. We heard something similar to it a few years ago. It's introduced by Chairman Carpenter. He called the Workforce Development Act this year, but it's basically for workforce tuition. We've heard this before. There's certainly, that's a policy issue before this committee that one can agree on. That went in Chairman Carpenter yesterday. No sooner than today, an email went out, and I won't identify the individual, but the last part of that email says, and different parties can agree to disagree, or we can debate the policy. But the last portion of that email says, HB 131, the gentleman's proposition, puts illegals in front of Americans and legal immigrants. Again, we'll debate that policy before this committee. You may be for it, you may be against it, you may not know yet. But I want to read two places in the bill. I'll just read one. It's duplicated for TCSG and the USG. To be clear, nothing in this code section shall be construed to require in-state tuition classification for individuals that are not lawfully present in Georgia. Above that in the bill, it says, an eligible program at the technical college system shall give priority consideration to enrollment applications by qualified students who are classified for in-state tuition over applications by qualified opportunity students, which is dealt with in this bill, and may defer enrollment for qualified opportunity students until all applications for students that have in-state tuition are accepted, deferred, or rejected. We'll debate the policy as it happens, but I think there's nothing more important than connection and communication. So I just want to communicate to anybody that's listening and anybody that's out there, and you're welcome to take it of me, black letter, words on paper, this does not put people that are in the country illegally in front of others. That's not up for debate. And whatever, again, whether you take a position for this bill or against this bill, I think it's important to know and just be direct and upfront what it does and doesn't do in the language. And that, with that, I have nothing more for today. Anything else for the good of the order? Anything else? If not, thank everybody for their time and attention today. If there's no objection, we'll stand adjourned. Without objection, we are adjourned.